Amen. It's great to see everyone. Let's bow and let's say another prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity tonight to gather here. We thank you, Father, for your church. We thank you, Father, for allowing us, God, to be a part of it. Father, we pray, Lord, that you be with us tonight as we look into your word. I pray you come and deepen our convictions. Lord, we are thankful for you dying on the cross for us. We look forward to the day, Father, when we get to see you face to face. Bless us tonight. Fill us up with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's great to see everybody. Amen. Tonight, we're going to continue in our basic Christianity series, and we're going to be talking about church organization. Okay? About the church tonight.
Amen.
Let's begin in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Beginning in verse 13. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
Amen.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
This is the passage where we find, you know, Peter responding that Jesus was the Son of the living God. And Jesus responds to him by saying, you know what, first of all, this was not revealed to you by man. God revealed this to you through the Holy Spirit and his Father. And he says, and you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And he says, and the gates of hell, the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Notice what Jesus said. He says, I will build my church. He didn't say, I will build a church. He says, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Now, obviously, this church started in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, where they had been told, the apostles, that is, to wait in Jerusalem for the promise that God was going to bring to them. And on that particular day, they were all together in one place. They heard what seemed like, the Bible says, the blowing of violent wind, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. Tongues of fire came to rest on them, and they began to speak in other languages that they had never learned. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Peter stands up, preaches the first gospel message, so to speak. And at the end of it, the people, the Bible says, they were caught to the heart and said, what shall we do? And Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It says, the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. The Bible says, with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. The Bible then says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.